Blog Talk Radio.
Never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrating
down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And I do apologize on this morning. We have been having some technical problems, but we still walk in victory. Again, it's my custom to start the show with announcements, and certainly Amazing Grace School of Ministry. We are out for our summer break, but look forward to classes coming in the fall. And, of course, you can contact me for more information concerning our classes. Again, this is another exciting lesson that we are going to start, and welcome again to each and every one of you. Our topic for this new series, we're going to be talking about overcoming strongholds. And this particular lesson is overcoming strongholds, identifying the fortress or those strongholds. So let's get into the word, shall we? 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5 reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Once we look at strongholds, especially we're talking about spiritual strongholds, so when we become saints or we become Christians, when we accept Christ as our Savior, when we repent, and for those that may have had a long relationship with Christ, we can identify and say that we must check ourselves and always have a mind of repentance. You know, the Bible talks about how to pray, and in that prayer, we often ask for repentance and forgiveness for our own sins, and certainly we have to forgive those that have trespassed or sinned against us. But when we become into the royal family, when we get that priesthood of salvation, we are automatically targeted with Satan. And some time ago, I talked about spiritual warfare, I'm sorry, and I might bring that back up again, because once you look at, once you get saved, you're no longer your own. You've been bought with a price. You are on the side of the Lord. And this world is not on the side of the world, the side of the Lord, I'm sorry, but it is worldly. Matter of fact, if you look at Ephesians and Ephesians 12, 11 or 12, talks about we do not walk in flesh and blood, we don't deal in flesh and blood, but the enemy itself, it's principality. So we may be in this flesh, but their spirits and their spirits and angels that operate in this world that are not of God. And certainly, once we're looking at strongholds here, and I need to let you know just on the spiritual realm what a stronghold is. So when we come into salvation, there is a war going on, and that war is considered or is called spiritual warfare between good and evil, between moral and immorality. It's the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And Satan was kicked out of heaven, and give a brief background because we're talking about strongholds here. Satan was kicked out of heaven, and that's why I encourage you to read the sixth chapter of Ephesians, and it talks about principalities, not walking in flesh and blood, but dealing with principalities and spirits, and how we have to put on the whole armor of God to deal with the issues and the spirits, this realm where Satan operates. And Satan operates in the earth realm. He was kicked out of heaven, and thereby going to earth and operating in the earth. So then we look at what are strongholds. You know, if you go back to the old knight movies and King Arthur, and if you're young or if you're millennial on the line in the blog, just Google castles and fortresses, and you can see what a fortress would look like. So in medieval times, what they would do, instead of being out in the open, they would erect strong walls, and those walls would insulate them from their enemies. And being insulated from their enemies, they were better able to be protected, and they were better able to conquer their enemies. So once we see, and once the strongholds translate into everyday life, and we look at the scriptures and we look at Galatians, and it talks about 5, Galatians 5, that whole chapter is a beautiful chapter to read and to really allow that word to permeate and get into your heart to really begin to set yourself apart from the world. So in essence, once we look at strongholds and once we see them in ancient times and see how they were walls and they were points where it was hard to defeat that person that had those walls up. So when we look at strongholds in our lives, and we do have strongholds in our lives, and this is a class I'm bringing because we want to identify those strongholds, and then we want to pull down everything that exalts itself high against the Lord, because we want to walk upright before the Lord. We want the Lord to be pleasing with our lives, and because we want the Lord to be pleasing with our lives, then we're going to eliminate everything that's not right. And this world has a way of making us create strongholds in our lives. So when we look at strongholds, and I'm saying I'm representing spiritual strongholds, and a spiritual stronghold represents those things, those points of operation which attacks or wages itself in various areas in our lives. There are offensive operations which have to be removed, because when we look at strongholds, and Paul was defining strongholds as arguments or high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So a stronghold is a point of operation from where Satan can unbeliever captive or the believer incapacitated. That stronghold in your life, you know, that unbelief. I cannot do this. I'm not able to conquer this area. But God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. May not have enough finances right now, but the Lord said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So we have to begin to understand, and we have to begin to identify those operations in our lives that Satan has created to keep us from getting to where God wants us to be. Hallelujah, praise God. So that's why we are identifying the strongholds. Now, when we talk about Ephesians, and this is some homework for those of you that are listening, I want you to go to Ephesians, and I want you to begin to read Ephesians 6, the sixth chapter, and I want you to look at the armor of God and how it is so necessary for us to put the armor upon us, because in doing so, we begin to understand that we don't operate in flesh and blood. See, the enemy has assigned demons, has assigned entities to our lives to keep us from gaining all that we can for doing and gaining all the knowledge, but not only that, operating in the knowledge of Christ and operating in his anointing, operating in his gifts, operating in his strength. So when we go to Galatians 5 and 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lawlessness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you, therefore, just as I told you time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If we look at the world around us, if we look at television programs, if we look at the standards by which the world lives by, we can begin to identify some of those things that we have allowed to shift in our lives. We can say that, you know, sometimes I feel a little jealous, or sometimes I allow my kids or my possessions to be head or to take precedence over my God. And we begin to see that that becomes a stronghold, the stronghold of allowing different things, jobs, money, people to mean more to us than our God. So therefore, because we allow those things to be head in our lives, we don't develop a relationship, nor do we trust the living God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Hatred, trying to gain wealth and be an ambition is not a problem. God says that he will give you wealth, but we have to have our priorities in order. We have to understand what our first priority should be. And when we're looking at living in this world, but this world is not our home. I'm going to say it again. We live in this world, but this world is not our home. And Satan tries to allow this world and the things of this world to be our gods, or to be our goals in what we strive for, and thus creating strongholds or walls in our everyday lives. So my question to you is, what wall have you created in your life that does not line up with your relationship with God? If you love Christ first, if you allow him to saturate your life, if you allow spending time in God's presence, then there are things that will follow you. There won't be things of the flesh that you carry out, because the Lord will saturate you and the Spirit. And I talked about earlier that once you become a Christian, there's a spiritual battle that it becomes Satan is out to fight, or Satan is out to create any type of spiritual war against you. And therefore, I talked about putting on the armor of God. But when we look at the fact that this is a spiritual battle, and those walls can be erected spiritually, the wall of hatred, the wall of frustration, the wall of anxiety, the wall of trying to get over, the wall of idolatry. I trust, or I value. And when you look at idolatry, when you look at that sin, when you look at that concept, you are putting something higher than God. And God is a jealous God, people. He wants to be first in your lives. He wants you to be totally dependent upon him. You know, the scripture says, in all my ways I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. I mean, every day, every situation, everything, even down to your dress, even down to what you're going to do that day. Yes, even down to working and jobs. And we know that we've got to work. We understand that. And certainly God blesses us in that job. But we have to ask God's direction even on how we need to work on that job that particular day. God, I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm here. I need, or I want another job. I'm praying, God, that you bless me now to get another job. But God, I need your guidance. I don't want this job to be an idol. I don't want this house to be my idol. I don't want my kids to be my stronghold, to be that fortress that keeps me from getting all that I can from the Lord. So we're talking about 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. And it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So I may be in this fleshly body, but I've got a spiritual destination. Heaven is my goal. And my weapons are not carnal. Hallelujah. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Imaginations, everything that exalts itself, every wall in my house, everything that's out of order. God has a concept. God has principles, and they're not concepts, they're principles. Principles of the way we should walk, the way we should operate, how we should interact with people, that we should walk in love, we should walk in forgiveness, we should walk with our armor on, that we may hear what the Lord is saying, that in all our ways we should acknowledge him. He should direct our path. He would direct our tongue. He would direct our mouth. He will give us what to say and how to say it. Because God is a God. He's God, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is none like him. Everything, everything, there is nothing impossible for him. So when we begin to identify those areas in our flesh that needs to come down, and you know what those areas are. You know those things, those areas. Maybe you're not praying like you should. Maybe you're not fasting like you should, because back in the day, Tuesdays and Fridays were days where the saints would commune with God, and they would fast and pray, and they would seek his favor. They would seek his direction, because they understood that there were things in their minds, things in this world that will keep them from being all that they can be with Christ Jesus. And that's what we're talking about. We are talking about pulling those areas down, pulling those things down that is keeping us from going forward in the Lord. So we've been talking about strongholds. And this particular series today is, first of all, identifying those strongholds. And then we're going to begin to talk about areas where we can pull those strongholds down. So here's some points that we need to look at. First of all, the battle is not physical. And two, our weapons are not physical. Three, our weapons are able to pull down strongholds, arguments, and high things. Four, the war is that which exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Five, victory is achieved by bringing every thought into the captivity of obedience of Christ Jesus. So we're looking at identifying. So what, in your mind, what are those areas? And I want you to take a piece of paper out, and I want you to begin to identify those areas in your life. Maybe you talk too much. Maybe you lack faith. Maybe you get angry and upset. Maybe you don't acknowledge God in your affairs. Maybe you watch too much television. Maybe you listen and hang out or talk too much. You hang out with the wrong crowd. You don't believe in the knowledge or the word of God that says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Maybe you are not believing. Maybe your faith is small. So you begin to identify the areas. Maybe you eat too much. You're not allowing God to use you. Maybe you just overindulging in what you do and what you eat, what you say. We need to bring it all, every stronghold, every wall that's keeping us from moving forward. And I know myself, I'm beginning to ask God, God, you know what I need to consume in my body, what I eat, exercise, so that I could be pleasing to you. It's physical, it's mentally, it's spiritual, all areas. We have strongholds in our mind, strongholds in our flesh, all of it's fleshly though, but mentally, physically, and spiritually. That's what I'm trying to say, they're strongholds. The physical part is not dieting, not consuming what the Lord says we need to consume to live, mentally, not reading the Word of God, not studying the Word of God, not allowing that Word to penetrate our everyday lives, and spiritually, finding ourselves not fellowshipping with Christ Jesus. Strongholds, walls we've corrected, that we have erected, that needs to come down. And the strongholds are coming down. Again, identify those strongholds. We're going to pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence, God. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you for the word that you presented and the word that you're moving through us. And Father God, we pray even now, God, that this word will be edifying to our souls, God. Direct us, lead us, guide us, God. Every stronghold we are identifying it right now in the name of Jesus. And we're bringing down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the word. We're bringing it down right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority in the name of Jesus. God, equip us for this fight, God. You know what we need. You know what's coming in the name of Jesus. God, equip our minds in the name of Jesus. God, deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, put the armor upon each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them for the ministry that you've called them into, God. Give them a stronger relationship with you, God. Give them a desire to seek the more of you, God. Give us a hunger and thirst for your righteousness, God. Give us a hunger and thirst for your word in the name of Jesus. God, every stronghold in the name of Jesus, every fortress, every wall that we've erected, God, in our hearts, God, bring it down. Bring it down right now in the name of Jesus. God, give us a stronger relationship with you, God. Let us understand our errors in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you, God, as in David, Father God, search us, God, and take out everything that's not like you, God, because we want to serve you, God. We want to serve the more of you, God, and then touch everyone, touch every need, God. There's some needs, God, in the name of Jesus. God, there's some needs. You said you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. I speak to every need on this phone, every financial need in the name of Jesus. Need in the name of Jesus, every healing need in their body in the name of Jesus. God, give us to understand what we need to do, God, to live a longer and prosperous life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, this is Dr. Maria Carey, and I'm your host, CEO and president of Amazing Grace Ministries. I want to know what you think of the word. I want you to send me any comments, any topics or any questions in reference to strongholds, any reference to overcoming strongholds. My phone number is 309-750-7584. Certainly you can text me and say, I heard the lesson on strongholds. I like it. I don't like it. Please clarify this area for me. Because we are bringing down strongholds. We are bringing down those fortresses, those walls that we have erected in our hearts. And certainly we've got to bring them down in order to live for the Lord. And the Word of God will bring down anything. It will take this body, because Hebrews, the fourth chapter, talks about the fact that the word of God is mighty, is powerful. The Logos, the word of God, will take us and it will change us. It will rearrange us and it will move us to the place where we need to be in God. So again, I thank you for being on the line. Please send me out a comment to let me know how you enjoyed this lesson. God bless. I'll see you next week.